Today's daf in Masechet Pesachim is daf Tzadi Tet. So let us begin the perfectly timed, as you know, it's Shloshim Yom Kodem LePesach, that we have to start learning all of the dinim of the Seder and so on. So
it includes drinking.
Yes, it includes drinking. Yesterday you tried to get me the right kind of drinking. What a shame. As a matter of fact, the Mishnah is going to take Reb Barnea's place today, and therefore we have a very special situation today in which we no longer have this cheapo boost. We've got a real drink, as the Mishnah insists. So, everything in its place. Okay, so says the Halakha, beginning of Perek Arve Pesachim, which, remember, the way that we analyze the structure of the Masechet is actually exactly in its correct place. We didn't flip anything over from putting Arve Pesachim, which should have belonged at the end of what they term Pesach Rishon. Everything's in its place. We're going through all of the dinim, and we're finally arriving on the mitzvah of the Leil Pesach. But the mitzvah of Leil Pesach begins, interestingly, before the Leil Pesach. And why is that? Obviously, all of the inyanim that is a chia for Erev Pesach, I finished with that. So how does the Leil Pesach at the Seder still continue to affect Erev Pesach? It affects us simply because of the problem of appetite. Now, we already took into consideration the fact that the Torah told us to eat the Korban Pesach al hasova. Now, that means that the Torah already included appetite in the dinim of the Pesach. That's a very important nekuda. Now, besides that, this is quite an amazing mitzvah in which every individual also has an actual mitzvah to eat, and this comes out on Sukkot, which, according to many shitas, that we still apply the hekesh of tetvav, and we know the Gemara's mechayev us to eat that first suda in the sukkah, so then you would have a chiev to eat. Here we have a chiev to eat a particular thing. You have to eat matzah, even if you don't have the Pesach. Now, this means that you have to be concerned, especially since we use that matzah as a siman of the Pesach, with our afikoman and so on, that means that appetite becomes very important in our considerations. So the question is, are you going to ruin your appetite on Erev Pesach? Now becomes one of the issues that you need to take into consideration because of the Seder Shel Pesach. This is how, even though we finished discussing Erev Pesach, and now we're up to Leil Pesach, Leil Pesach now comes back and hits us square in the gut on Erev Pesach. So now the question is, can we eat and ruin the appetite Erev Pesach? So, therefore, the Gemara says, listen, on Erev Pesach, as you know, there's a question over here whether it's Arve Pesachim or whether it's Erev HaPesach. So it would be a little bit of a question what it particularly means. Is this Pesachim, you know, Arve Pesachim, Pesachim in general, all of the Pesachim? Does it mean Erev Pesach Rishon and Erev Pesach Sheni, which Tosfos suggests might be the issue of the Lashon Rabbim? But in any event, there is a mitzvah of achila on that night. And because of that, somuch lemincha, even before it's the time for mincha, now it's not clear what we mean the time for mincha, because remember, we have two different minchas, right? I mean, we have a mincha gedolah, we have a mincha katana. All of this will become clear as we go through the sugya. Yeah? Do not eat. Lo yochal adam ad shetechshach. You have to wait until it's time for the mitzvah of achila after tzitzik hachavim. And the way in which you eat is very important, because the mitzvah over here is, of course, the celebration of Chayrus, and we'll see where we learn this out from. And therefore, even if you are the lowest class in terms of your financial status, you could be the Onish of Yisrael, and you don't have enough, really, to eat. You don't have the norms of eating in any kind of fancy way. You grab whatever you can. On this night, you eat like a king. And lo yochal ad sheyasev. And what's more, you are mechuyev to make sure that this oni, if you're giving him the tzorchei ha-se'uda on tonight is to provide him with 4 cups of wine. And this is even from an ani is the biggest ani imaginable. And that is a type of ani who actually survives min ha-tamchui. Now the tamchui is, I mean, if you had enough for 2 meals, you wouldn't be allowed to take from the tamchui. So that means you literally don't have anything. You're living hand to mouth. So that tamchui, we bring you food every day. This guy is basically living off a soup kitchen. The soup kitchen, which is what tamchui literally means, the soup kitchen is going to be providing this guy with 4 kosos of yayin, because that's what achila means on Leil Pesach. These are all dinim and achila. You only eat when you're mesav, the way in which you eat. The chashivas of having the kosos shel yayin is not simply because you need kosos shel yayin, but because that's part of what freedom in eating means. And therefore, it's all part of eating with the correct appetite, eating with the correct posture, eating in the correct context, eating with the correct things to be drinking with it. All of that is part of the Iker Mitzvah, and therefore it affects the things that you need to do before Yontav in terms of making sure you have that appetite and in terms of making certain that the Aniyim are provided with what they need. Ask the Gemara, but wait, something is very strange. My Ayre Arve Psochim. This halacha that you need to have an appetite is part of the dinim of Kovet Shabbos, and it's part of the dinim of Kovet Yontav. I mean, you're going to be eating a seuda tonight, and I mean, that's part of the kovet that you do, part of the einig that you do for Shabbos. So we have exactly the same halacha there. Because afilu arve shabbatot v'yomim tovim nami, you are not allowed to have a seuda. Now, it isn't clear, is it? What we meant in the Mishnah when we said, don't eat this, don't eat mean, don't have an apple? What exactly does it mean? We've got a number of possible approaches here. I mean, there may be a difference between what is included in the Isser, between Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontev, and Erev Pesach. There may be a question of what mincha is included in the Isser, the difference between Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontev, and Erev Pesach. And, as we'll see, there are a couple of other elements that allow us to recognize a difference, and that is how much before Mincha. Because note that our Mishnah said over here, Somuch, not Somuch. What's the dinner of Shabbos? Is it also before Mincha, close to Mincha? Well, look carefully, and look what it says. Lo yuchal adam barvei shabbatot v'yomim tovim, mina mincha v'lamala. Now, wait a minute. That's not exactly the same thing, is it? So that means we already know we've got a lot of elements that allow us flexibility in understanding the difference between Erev Pesach and Erev, a normal Yontav or Shabbos. Okay, so here it says, on any normal Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontav, you're not allowed to eat mina mincha v'lamala, kidei shikanes l'shabbat, kishu te'aveh. We want this guy to have a good appetite. And this is the shita of Rebbe Yehuda. Divrei Rebbe Yehuda, he has a chiyuv in order to maintain that mitzvah of the chashivas for Shabbos meal. So what's the difference? Rebbe Yossi Omer, not true. Ochel v'holech ad shetechshach. There's no problem in continuing to eat, even until mamish the last minute. So now, I mean, if that means that Rebbe Yehuda is worried about loss of appetite, and Rebbe Yossi is not worried about loss of appetite, so then, l'chora, Rebbe Yossi would not be worrying about loss of appetite here either, right? So we're taking for granted our Mishnah is going aliba to Rebbe Yehuda, because obviously the main concern of our Mishnah is loss of appetite. So therefore, when we ask from the Braita that says this is the din on every Shabbos and every Erev Yontav according to Rebbe Yehuda, we don't feel that we have an option of saying, well, maybe the Mishnah is going with Rebbe Yossi, because Rebbe Yossi apparently doesn't think that you're going to lose an appetite just because you ate. Now, as we know, Moshe Forman will definitely confirm that to us, that if you ate, let's say, 3 or 4 steak dinners before the Seder, there's nothing to prevent you from eating an entire keves at the Korban Pesach, except for the din that ain't shochtin at Pesach al hayochid. Otherwise, it wouldn't be a problem. Okay. All right. So we thought that that was the machlokas between Rebbe Yossi and Rebbe Yehuda. Amr Rav Huna, no, that's not true. It's not true. I mean, don't you think that when it comes to the question of general appetite, you're dealing with the idea of the covet of Shabbos and Onik Shabbos and so on, that that's different than a very particularized chiyuv to eat this thing, and especially take into consideration that the Torah actually mentions your appetite in the chiyuv, at least for the Korban Pesach. So, I mean, it's very possible that Rabbi Yossi says, look, I'm not concerned about an Erev Shabbos, an Erev Yontev. I mean, over there, that I should have an appetite to eat bedafka this. So I don't. No, of course I agree that it does damage your appetite. But, I mean, it doesn't completely destroy your ability to eat. You know, still be manik Shabbos, you still be manik Yontev. But over here, where the Torah is makbid on a specific mitzvah of achil of a specific thing, I made it. Therefore, says Ravuna, that would explain things very easily. This price that we've learned that speaks about every Shabbos and every Yontev, that's going on Libra Rabbi Yehuda. But Rabbi Yossi says, nah, Erev Shabbos or Erev Yontev is not a problem. Comes along Rabbi Yossi to say, but, and he states the Mishnah, Arve Pesachim, make sure that you don't eat when it comes to Pesach. So therefore, Rabbi Yossi, you said, Ochel Volei Chachetach Shach, that's Dafka comes the Mishnah to teach us. Dafka Ani Milei Barve Shabbatot V'yamim Tovim. Avol Be'erev HaPesach, since over there you have a specific mitzvah, Be'erev Tochlu Matzot, so you have Mishum Chiyuv the Matzah, even though now we don't have a Korban Pesach, even Rabbi Yossi is made that you should certainly have to be careful that your matzah itself is eaten with a tremendous sense of appetite and desire. Rav Papa says, why are we not paying attention to the words? I mean, there's such an obvious difference. The Braita spoke about mina mincha v'lamala, even according to Rav Yehuda. And the Mishnah speaks about samuch l'mincha, which means before mincha. I don't even understand what the question was. Filotem Rabbi Yehuda, why can't it be Rabbi Yehuda? You don't have to say Rabbi Yossi is necessarily Moida in this case. And basically, Barve Shabbatot V'yomim Tovim, exactly like it says in the Braita, Lo Yochal Adam, Min HaMincha V'lamala. And that's the only time Hudi Aser. But if it would be Somuch L'mincha, and it's before, a little bit before, which we'll have to discuss, what does a little bit before mean? But in any event, it's clearly some difference, right? So Samuch L'mincha would be Shari. Mashenke, when it comes to Erev Pesach, Afilu Samuch L'mincha, Nami Asur. Now this, of course, takes for granted that on Shabbat, Samuch L'mincha is Mutter. Well, we need to see whether is that really the case, and that the Braita meant specifically to be allowing you to eat Samuch L'mincha.